Texas Mutual Insurance Company announces its new e-learning system, a free online tool to help policyholder owners simplify safety training and OSHA reporting and reduce accidents and injuries in their workplace. Learn more at WorkSafeTexas.com.
You know, as we come back from the holiday vacation and enter the third quarter of the year, it's scary out there. I mean, North Korea potentially has an ICBM, and crude oil prices are plunging, and Tesla and the NASDAQ seem to be coming unglued, and they provided a lot of lift to this market, and strong sectors like auto parts are failing. You know, it's enough to send somebody out on the ledge. One man who can talk us off the ledge, or at least put some sense to this, is Hugh Johnson, who's the Chairman and Chief Investment Officer of Hugh Johnson Advisors. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be with you, David.
So you're coming out here on the ledge?
No, I'm not out at the ledge now. I know there's a lot of folks that are out on the ledge, are very concerned or worried about all of the kinds of things that you mentioned, and not the least of which is, of course, the market is kind of stalled out here, and everybody's kind of wondering, well, are we going to get enough from the economy? Are we going to get enough from earnings to move the stock market higher? And I think everybody has real deep concerns that we're just not going to get that. And I think that's why you've got a lot of investors that have either, you know, dug their heels in, and then, of course, you move on to all those concerns about things like North Korea, and you say, boy, maybe I should edge out on the cliff, but I don't think so. I don't think you should do that. I think you should pull back from that and, hope for the best outcome. The best outcome might be a long, extended summer doldrums.
But the stock market is doing that. As you say, it's churning right now. Given all of that information and, you know, weak retail sales and, you know, low inflation, and they can't seem to reignite the economy. Why isn't this market falling apart? Why haven't we had a 10% correction along the way?
Well, I kind of wonder that myself because, you know, I think we've reached a level that's, well, let's call it even a little bit overvalued, but at least fair market value. And I know I've been thinking about, gee, what's going to move this market a little bit higher? And I think it's really that we're stuck at really fair value. And why we haven't gotten a correction to a level that's not fair value but undervalued where we can start to buy stocks again, I really don't know. I think sometimes what it takes, though, is an event, some event that really deepens the concerns about all sorts of things. It could be political. It could be North Korea. It could be something about earnings. Some real event that's going to touch off that correction. We really haven't had an event that's big enough to touch off the correction, at least not in the eyes of most investors. Right now, they're sort of hanging in there, hoping for the best.
You know, and just to exacerbate, just to add to this screwy scenario, Europe seems to be in better shape than we are. I mean, their economies seem to be coming back. Is that where the better growth prospects are?
Yeah, it really is. It's starting to come back, and prospects for the European economy are getting better by the day. I look at things like leading indicators. I look at relative performance of their stock market. I look at the consensus forecast for each of the individual countries or Europe as a whole, and it's getting better. So one of the reasons we've stalled out is you see a lot of money, funds are being shifted from the U.S. stock market, U.S. financial markets generally, but the U.S. stock market over to other parts of the world. Developing markets are doing better than the U.S. markets for the first time in a very, very long time. And that's one way that investors find to pick up a little bit of extra money or to get a little bit of performance out of a very difficult market environment.
Can we dodge the bullet here, the stock market correction bullet, by doing sort of a rotational correction? I mean, we saw, or at least we started to see signs of money coming out of, I mentioned Tesla, but it's not just Tesla. It's the whole Facebook and Amazon and Apple and Netflix and Google and everybody else. But it seemed to be going back over into some of the old blue chips. IBM was up pretty strong the other day. The money seemed to be staying in the market in different places.
Well, let's hope we can do that. Let's hope we can have that kind of rotation. We can maintain or stay at current levels, have a rotation out of one group or kind of one theme into another theme and stay at current levels and not have that correction. But at the same time, I say, well, look, you know, that's really fine, Hugh. But the truth is you want to get stocks to a level that's much more attractive where you can step in with some confidence and buy the stock market And we're not at that so-called undervalued level right now, not in my judgment. So we do need, in my judgment, that correction so that you can start to buy stocks and you just don't have to try to be so good as to pick the next sector that's going to be performing well in a rotational market.
So if we take some money off the table, where do we put it? We just sit in cash or do we go to gold? Or
you sit in cash, and I think the reason I say that is because I can't see any other alternative. And the most important thing, though, is that when you ask yourself the most important question, which is the current stock market economic interest rate cycle have further to go? And I look at the performance overall of the financial markets. I look at the performance of important economic variables like index of leading economic indicators. And it all says to me that we have further to go in the current cycle. That's the really good news. The really unfortunate news is, wow, we've got further to go in the current cycle, but from current levels, again, you know, there's just not much upside potential, so we've got to start this from a little bit lower level. So I don't say get out of the stock market. I say maybe take a little bit off the table, raise a little cash, and cross your fingers and hope we get to a level that makes a lot more sense.
And we appreciate you dangling that carrot out there in the long run. Hugh Johnson has been watching these markets for over four decades. He's Chairman, Chief Investment Officer of Hugh Johnson Advisors. Always good to have you with us, sir.
My pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.